2237.
Meeting on these airwaves, America Tonight, Kate Delaney. Some interesting things to talk about, including the fact that the world's oldest woman has died at 113. Boy, we're not going to see, I don't think, in the future, as much as people believe that we're going to have more longevity because of all the poisons in the soil and whatnot. Man, I think it's going to be tough for people to live with the kind of disease we have and the health situation in this country. I don't know that we'll see a lot of people that'll hit those high numbers that have been predicted. But 113, living a clean, good life, and really enjoying her neighbors in Clearwater, Florida. Can you imagine? Elsie Thompson, fondly say farewell to you, appreciating every minute. There is something about that. As we see the crush of negativity killing us, in everything from politics to world affairs to what you got, are you a have or a have not? Is the weight of taxes just crippling you? You know, there's a vibe of negativity running through a lot of our neighborhoods. Pretty scary, actually. You can feel it, I think. And then the conversation about what are we going to do about the schools because of what we've seen with some of these nutty situations, obviously, with a mass shooting and other things that are problematic with the kids who are on the opposite extreme of that, from their safety to what are they getting with their education. Whew. Seems like we're in a world of hurt, doesn't it? But you might never know it as you listen to some of the things that we see on television, because it's all about reality TV. If it's not about the ducks or the dancing, or the singing, we must have a lot of people that have been lulled to sleep. And America Tonight, if you've never heard the show before, I always say this, it's about power to the people and the passion that you have. Bravo if you're out there writing letters and on top of your local city councils, worried about what's going on in your neighborhood. Then beyond the scope of that, what's happening nationally. Just a gentle reminder, if you want to write a letter to your congressperson or to your senator, and you don't know who it is because you're too busy doing all the other things that you have to be doing, like raising kids, working three jobs, whatever, shoot me a note at americatonight.net, and I'll tell you who it is and how they're voting. All right, speaking of voting, boy, this is a world of hurt for the Keystone Pipeline, I'm afraid. Where are you on that one? Do you think we should pump that Canadian oil from all the way down from Canada through Texas, and then ultimately not to be used by the United States but to be used by China? The advantage to the United States is the jobs it would create and the looking at the pipeline coming down, maybe futuristically, what it could represent. If we say no to the pipeline, probably it's Canada's deal, so it probably goes in the opposite direction and China picks it up on its own. Now, the Keystone Pipeline was looking good for a while. Then there was protest before the election, so immediately that was shut down, saying there had to be further tests to be conclusive environmentally if it was safe or not. Now you have this oil spill, a pipe that burst in Arkansas, not too far outside of Little Rock. 300 people deployed from Exxon to try to clean it up, oily ducks, neighborhoods that smell like crude. So you can imagine there's the ammunition for environmentalists to say, yeah, this is what happens when you let a pipeline go through your backyard. This is the kind of stuff that can happen. The president is supposed to make some kind of a decision in the next couple of months. This could affect that decision. Gives them ammunition anyway, and people who don't want to see it happen, it certainly gives them ammunition too as well. How do you feel about the Keystone Pipeline? Is it all much to do about nothing because we're not really benefiting in that sense of the word, or yes, there's jobs that are being created, so jobs are jobs. And when people have to scrape up those dollars in some of those areas that we're talking about where it's going through, why not let the jobs stay? Because the environmental impact studies initially really cleared the pipeline. My prediction now, no pipeline. I think that this is the final nail because it'll be about, hey, look what's happened in Arkansas. What if something similar were to happen along that pipeline? Here's all these studies. At least this time around, I think the Canadians are not going to be happy, but I think the pipeline is busted because of what happened in Arkansas and how much that will be played up. Let's say that. Can you imagine if to get on an airplane, think of this for a second, if to get on an airplane, you had to get weighed. There had to be like a weight restriction. What's interesting is I was on a flight from Philadelphia to Dallas, Texas, and not too long after takeoff, the pilot came on and said, listen, we're going to have some turbulence probably for at least 50 miles because we're too heavy. We can't get the plane up, so we have to fly low. Fly low, like we're on Lost. Remember that TV series from ABC? Just hoping we're not crashing into anything. So was it the luggage? Was it the people? Was it a jam-packed plane? Because now the planes are pretty jam-packed. They're flying less planes. There have been conversations about weight restrictions, turning people down, all that kind of stuff. So Samoa Air, I know, hold the jokes aside. Think of your Samoan folks. Is the first airline to start charging people according to how much they weigh. The company that's based in a Samoan capital says the first thing that you have to look at is the overweight passengers are going to have to pay more for their ticket because we are keeping airfares fair by charging only for what they weigh. You are the master of your airfare is what they say. You decide how little or much your ticket will cost. No more giant excess baggage fees are being charged for baggage you might not carry. Your weight plus your baggage item is what you pay for. That's it. So when booking online, customers are asked to enter their details, including the estimated weight of the passenger and their baggage. Wow. You know, people lie. Even it doesn't matter if they're thin or they're okay. People lie about stuff like that all the time. Can you imagine if to get on American Airlines or Southwest or whatever, this was part of the deal? I mean, is it fair? Is it harsh or is it? Or is it fair to think that maybe in the future other airlines will say, yeah, you know, we're going to have to do this weighing thing. The problem is if people lie as to what the weight is and you were going to go through all of that, talk about an invasion of privacy. But I'll play along for a second. I think it'd be brutal. If how many people are going to tell their true weight? Then you show up at the airport and you're not the weight that you said you were, what do? Just boot you off the plane? Sorry, we're eyeballing your weight, and it doesn't really match up with what we have. So we're going to have to boot you. We're going to have to boot you. You're going to have to take another flight. You're going to have to tell us the truth. We're going to have to open you up to two seats. Wow. It is Samoan Airlines, though. I don't think it's happening anytime soon. Hang with us. More to come. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Tonight, mixing in some controversy with sports. You know, we're going through March Madness right now, and we're down to four teams. And by Monday, there'll be two teams vying for the right to be the national champs after the whole swing of the big dance. Well, guess what has happened? The controversy that actually is brewing is not over a team that made it into the dance, even from the very beginning. But it's Rutgers, New Jersey, the college hoop team there. They're trying to decide on the fate of their basketball coach, Mike Rice, after a videotape was aired showing him shoving, grabbing, throwing balls at players, screaming obscenities at them, and even using gay slurs. This is a, just listen to a slight example here of what we're talking about. Ooh, the athletic director, Tim Pernetti, was given a copy of the tape. We're going to let you hear what he said in a second, but I think Eric Murdoch summed it up best. Check this out.
Problem is that, you know, whenever Tim Pernetti came into the gym, Mike Rice was on his best behavior. You know, he's clapping, he's positive, you know. As soon as Tim Pernetti leaves, you know, every kid's an asshole, bitch, a f***ing it, you know, a c***, you know. And that's how it was. To witness that video and to see your coach physically putting his hands on players, physically kicking players, you know, firing balls at players from point blank range, the verbal abuse, the belittling, yeah, I was like in total shock that this guy wasn't fired.
All right, so what's interesting is that they did fine him the $50,000. They ordered him to go to an anger management class. He was suspended for three games. He's abusive, cruel, crazy, crazy, way out of the bounds of anything you could consider to be, motivational, I would say. So here's what Tim Pernetti had to say now about the coach?
I don't appreciate any suggestion that we're taking it lightly, because taking it lightly would be doing nothing, and that's certainly not the case.
Not unlike I would deal with any other head coach, where we sit down and discuss the approach and making sure that we're creating the right environment around our student athletes. But this matter was not ignored. It was dealt with, and the minute we were presented information and facts to back that up, we dealt with it as obvious by the suspension and everything we handed out in December.
All right, and that's the athletic director talking about the coach and obviously how he was treating the players and Mike Rice and what happened there. It's funny because now everybody's weighing in, including the governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, who saw the video and said that, you know, this type of behavior from leadership is not what we should be showing our young people. And clearly there are questions about this that need to be answered by the leaders at Rutgers. I say Mike Rice is on a very short term here with Rutgers. I think he's going to be let go. Everybody's saying he needs to be let go. Imagine if you had a son who played for a guy like that. Would you want him to keep playing for him?
The guy.
I think it'd be tough. I don't think it'd be tough. I'd say absolutely no way. What do you think, Matt? Matt, you're a huge sports fan. You saw the story. I have a cousin, actually, who's in the athletic department of Rutgers, and obviously he can't comment about that with us on the air, but this is huge heat on the school. Rice was hired by Pernetti 3 years ago. He's 44-51 at Rutgers, 16-38 in the Big East, so his methodology must not be working. But what do you think about what he did with the players?
I think he did cross the line, and I also think that we are in that age right now where kids are getting coddled a little too much and are a little too sensitive at times with things, but this is over the line. The comments about, you know, the gay comments, the slander that way, that's not acceptable. And then physically throwing balls at players' heads. There's a certain amount of, like, swearing and yelling that you can do at a player, I feel, that can be tolerated just to get, you know, them motivated, get them going, or chew them out a little bit. But if it's constantly like that and it's abusive and they're making homophobic comments, then that's over the line.
Yeah, I think it's over the line, too. And, you know, Eric Murdoch, who you just heard there, is a former NBA player. He was hired by Rice to be the director of player development. And obviously that didn't work out because he was the one who videotaped it. He was shocked. Murdoch said he was fired. Then he put together the video. He spliced together the practice lowlights of the first 3 years of Rice being the coach. So I just can't imagine that. Pernetti is saying that he was suspended and it wasn't acceptable, but he's going to have to really weather an incredible storm to not get rid of this guy.
I'd be very surprised if he's not fired by the end of the week.
I agree. I can't. If they're saying they're reconsidering it because of the public outcry, too bad, so sad. It's out there and he's not. That's it. He's not going to make it. So whatever the AD of the Scarlet Knights originally was thinking, he's going to be thinking something different if he's hanging on to that job.
Because the AD guy's job is in trouble right now.
Yes.
Too.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Because then what's called into question is, wow, you're kidding me. All this stuff was going on and you just suspended him. Okay, so you suspended him, but you thought that was enough. And yeah, there's a lot of things that are not going to jive there. The brackets for some are still going, and good for any of you like Matt who have your brackets still alive. Were you thinking Michigan and Louisville? What were you thinking? So we got a couple of games left in college hoops. The big games down to the Final Four that's played on Saturday. It's always fun to watch those games on Saturday, actually, when it comes down to that. So you got Wichita State versus Louisville. That's the earlier game, tips at 6:09. Then you have Syracuse versus Michigan. And, what does it come down to? Which teams? But in the middle of all this, you had a Louisville just superstar kid, good kid, who unfortunately had one of the worst, I think, breaks that you can imagine being compared to Joe Theismann the way he snapped his leg. And people are still talking about it this the beginning of this entire week, including Rick Pitino, his coach, who said he's very brave. He went to the hospital. He's already home in Louisville, ready to watch everything. And Coach K from Duke, who watched that injury, here's what both of them had to say.
It was very difficult to look at and watch, but he's a brave young man because all he kept saying is win the game. We're real proud of him. It's the same injury that Michael Bush had from what Fred told me in football, and he's come back. We'll get Kevin back as good as new.
Oof.
I could not feel worse that a kid gets hurt in a game, for us or for them. And, again, I have no, I don't know the extent of the injury, and but obviously it was horrible because they had to, took so long and they got in a stretcher.
Yeah, hopefully he does come back. I like Pitino's analogy there. So Kevin Ware really said that he took what would be his hardest step in his recovery. I love that. He said it was his first one. He's a sophomore, and he was back on campus after being released from the Indianapolis hospital. Millions of people watched this break, his leg break, his right leg, on trying to block a shot. It was the way he came down. It was, immediately, everybody was saying, Joe Theismann, Joe Theismann. I don't think I've ever... Matt, have you ever seen a break like that?
I do remember the Pitino was talking about the Michael Bush injury, and he,
yeah,
was, you know, he's with the Bears now, formerly the Raiders, who went to school at Louisville. I watched that one. That one was really bad, and then also Willis McGahee.
I remember that Miami
championship game. That one I remember watching too, and they were similar, but McGahee and Theismann were both kind of higher up on the leg, and this was like right, it's his shin bone.
Oh.
And you can just, I don't know.
You could say
I think this one
terrible.
Was almost worse to watch just because it was a basketball player, and they're wearing shorts. You know, the football guys, they got
pads.
Socks and pads and pants on, and you can't really see anything. Like this, you can see kind of everything happening with his leg.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was unexplainable. It was nutty. Louisville, of course, won that game. That's how they're in the position where they are, 85-63. That's, I guess, the good news there. And Rick Pitino said that he would like Ware to travel with the team to the semifinals and beyond. Wow. Good deal. Stay with us.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision plasma pH drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision plasma pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.
Tonight, a lot of you talking about that Arkansas spill in notes that you sent to me through snail mail. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thanks. This one from Johnny, who says, oh boy, it looks like Greenpeace and all the environmental wackos get their wish. The Arkansas pipe spill coating the streets and lawns with crude oil is just what they need to sink the Keystone Pipeline. Look for the pipeline not to be coming through the U.S. anytime soon. Yeah, I have to say that, yes, this is ammunition, and boy, if you saw any of the pictures of it, this is radio. So imagine you look in your backyard and you see pipes and crude oil in a ditch right there a few feet from your window, and it's just pumping across the lawn. Yeah, that wouldn't be good. And it wasn't good. So the Obama administration is supposed to issue some kind of a decision on expanding the pipeline in the next couple of months. And things were looking like, and I really felt as though this president would switch gears on that, because he didn't shoot down the pipeline, he just delayed it until after the election, even though Stephen Chu had signed off on it, the energy secretary, saying, oh, there was all these tests that were run and everything else. They felt like it was all sewed up, and then suddenly it wasn't all sewed up. And it's a major, major flashpoint. I love that word. It's a flashpoint in Washington. And it is a big, big problem for the president, because his liberal Democratic base freaks out. They don't want it. The pipeline's crap. It's crude. It's crud. It's nasty. Who cares about the jobs? It's not about that. It's about oil being pumped in a pipeline through the middle of the country. Then you have Democrats who are pro-business, pro-job, and Republicans who would like to see the pipeline go all the way through and not end up in the hands of the Chinese, because they'll get the dollars for it. It's an 800-mile expansion. And would it have any effects on the environment? Not if you look at the proposed route. Certainly nothing like this bizarre Exxon pipe burst. But the supporters are out in mass. I mean, they're in mass. Over the weekend, Congressman Lee Terry from Nebraska, which was one of the sticky points originally, said the pipeline is primed to give our economy a shot in the arm and make more energy affordable. It won't cost the taxpayers a dime. We like that. It doesn't cost us a dime. But now you have this spill outside of Little Rock, and that demonstrates what the environmental threat could be. Anyone who's opposed to the Keystone pipeline will absolutely say, really? You want chemicals and tar and crude? You want that possibility happening somewhere even close to you? As for that spill, by the way, the company had to send out 15 vacuum trucks, 33 storage tanks, and 330 workers. They got about 1,200 barrels of oil and water so far. They also had 14 oil ducks, 2 turtles, 1 muskrat found. 2 ducks were killed by the spill. The Sierra Club is up in arms. So are anybody. So are any groups that are concerned about the environment, and they're all down there talking about it. Talking about it. Even Congressman Ed Markey from Massachusetts, who's the top dog Democrat on the House Natural Resources Committee, says, look at Arkansas. This is the reminder of what oil companies have proven, what they can safely transport Canadian tar sand. So what do you think? Jobs? Money? What do you think works for this country? Should we kill the Keystone Pipeline because of this mess in Arkansas? Should we do that? Or do we continue ahead? The pipeline, the pull and the push over the pipeline is very real. And we've had this discussion many times and had tons of people on the show to talk about it. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can always do that as we continue here through the mailbag. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. This one from O. Henry in Illinois. And O. Henry says, Kate, boy, that Arkansas nightmare shows why the idiots who run these companies can't be trusted with any kind of a pipeline that would be anywhere near a development in any of the states that it would run through. I say it is too risky to try to have that oil coming through the belly of the United States. I don't think we can do it. The Keystone Pipeline is dead, in my opinion, and I bet the Prez says so once he starts to talk about it in the next couple of months or so. Love the show. Write you again. Well, this does make it easier for the president. If he wanted to slant the way of the environmentalist, boom, here he goes. He's got it. I mean, you know, it's funny because the people who would benefit are a lot of organized labor people, and they're pro-pipeline because they want the jobs. So normally, and this is maybe part of the problem he's having, because there are plenty of Democrats who want to see the pipeline, too. The environmentalists say they're also opposed to the oil because it produces up to 30% more greenhouse gases, and extracting it causes other problems, too. So they don't. So they're saying, you know, forget it. All right, here's one from the Duck. The Duck says, I love your nicknames. You guys with your nicknames are killing me. The Duck says, wow, I saw what happened in Arkansas. I was watching Fox, and they were showing pictures of it, all those people that had to go down and clean up the spill. The spill would seem unlikely with the Keystone Pipeline, but this puts a big, big spotlight on the problem if something were to burst. And I think it chases away people in Congress who would support it and the president. Plus, it does nothing for U.S. oil prices. It's just more profit to oil companies And does it really help us in the long run? I guess I'm going to say no. Shovel-ready jobs for a short period, forget that. Who are the people that really get rich off of it? It's not me, Kate, and it's not you. And you know what? That's the bottom line. Well, yeah, the bottom line is who's getting rich off of the pipeline. It's hard to deny that. The oil companies certainly will do well with that. But I don't necessarily agree that all the jobs are crappy, throwaway jobs. I don't think that. I think that there are people that would snap up those jobs in a second, and they desperately need those jobs. There seems to be this disconnect that, woohoo, the world's getting better. Things in the United States, look at the stock market. Wow, everything has flipped around. Oh, it's a good chance it's going to flip around in a much different direction. I hate to rain on everyone's parade, but we got to take off the rose-colored glasses. All right, guns in school. That was a big story, and some of you absolutely threw in your two cents. Ellen, listening to us in Texas, says, did you see the story about the National Rifle Association talking about arming people in schools, some kind of staffers to prevent another massacre like Newtown, Connecticut? Now more people apparently are thinking this is the right thing to do, Kate. I say bravo. I think you're on board with this too. I heard you talking about it one night. What if there are some teachers who are proficient? Why shouldn't they be armed? What do you think now? Well, you know, anything you can do to keep the kids, I think, safe is the best option to me. So if you had an officer, somebody to do security, that would be the best possible. Now, if it were me and I had a first grader, second grader, third grader, I would be in the back of my head, because you can't put all this on yourself that, oh, yes, a madman's coming into my school. However, we saw it happen, and we've seen it happen to too many innocent people. So for my money, I would want a security person, even more than staff. I'd want a really good security person who was on the job, on the ball, and was guarding the school from the inside. That's what I would want. The Florida House Education Subcommittee approved a bill at the end of March that would arm employees by allowing principals or district superintendents to select people to be exempted from the idea of carrying firearms on school property, because, of course, you can't do that now. Tennessee school districts are going to hire additional security guards and whatnot, or arm a staff member under new legislation. You would have to have an 8-hour handgun safety course before you would be the person that would be roaming those hallways. And, I would lean the direction of, can I get a guard? If I could get the guard, that's the first place I would go. If we couldn't get the guard, then I would think of the teacher idea, I think. But I'd be really concerned about that. Make sure it's somebody who knows what to do, isn't afraid to do it. And if you have that person in the school and they're willing to take it on, then that's good. That's a different story than somebody who's just kind of throwing in on it. Be interesting how many schools actually pick up armed guards. Hang with us. We're booting it to the other side.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Nothing Else Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
Safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Turns here for this hour of America Tonight. You know, you don't have to be shy. You can belly up Keystone Pipeline, yay or nay. A couple of people throwing in on the emails, and some of you also sending me texts about whether or not a pipe that burst, which was a horrific thing, and 300-some workers are cleaning it up. There's oiled birds. There's all kinds of problems. Whether or not this pipeline in Arkansas should affect the decision on the Keystone Pipeline bringing the oil from Canada through the United States, which would make money for the oil companies, yes, it's true, but would also provide jobs and make money for other people and other municipalities along the route. So should the pipeline be booted? Hey, oh well, it's booted. We've seen it. It's done. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I say no, even based on the environmental studies that I've seen that are out there. I just don't think we boot it. I believe that economically there are people that will be helped by this. I don't think I'm being duped. I think they'll be helped by this. If not, okay, so we miss China takes it on the back end and it comes through on the other side of Canada, that's what happens. But there definitely is more ammunition for anyone who abhors the idea of this pipeline, you know, 800 plus miles going through the United States, even if it is not anywhere close to any of these housing developments. It's in a route where you're not, you don't have that. Because that's the other thing. You don't have that. So, boom. All right. So, a shocking story worth bringing up as to the justice system. Imagine this for a second. The worst of all fears happens to you. Someone in your family is murdered. Murdered by a parolee who had a 5-day jump on the cops on a deadly crime spree when the Colorado law enforcement people failed to realize his ankle monitor had been disabled. So, and then to boot, he was freed 4 years earlier because of a mistake in paperwork. So this is the first problem here. Two bad strikes in this story. One, whoops, we didn't notice. Gosh, we didn't notice that the ankle bracelet was messed up, even though we would have somehow been alerted to that. So here's the scoop. Evan Ebel was let out of prison in January, 4 years early. He went on to kill Tom Clements, who led the state's prison system in Colorado. There's a strong connection between that killing and the murder of Nathan Leon, a pizza delivery guy, what did he do to anyone, who was found dead in Golden, Colorado. The court says, geez, we regret the oversight and we extend condolences to the families of Mr. Nathan Leon and Mr. Tom Clements. Ebel went to prison in 2005. He was serving an 8-year sentence when he assaulted a prison guard. He entered into a written plea agreement which stated he would plead guilty to assault in the second degree and that the court would impose a consecutive sentence of up to 4 years plus a mandatory 3 years of parole. What happened was the sentence hearing was held in June 2008. And what happened is the judge announced a sentence of 4 years in the Department of Corrections, but did not state it was consecutive because it was already required by the terms of the plea agreement, they thought. So the judge didn't state that the sentence was consecutive. The court judicial assistant did not include that term in the minutes and all the stuff, and all the official paperwork. The sentence order that went to the Department of Corrections was incorrect. Was incorrect. Catastrophic for three families. Clements, Leon, and Ebel. It's what should have been routine was anything but routine. Clements was shot to death at his house outside of Colorado Springs on March 19th. Ebel was killed 2 days later in North Texas in a gun battle with the cops that left sheriff's deputy wounded. They're lucky somebody else wasn't killed in that one. So how did they miss that? How did they miss that? Apologizing for killing all those people. And then he assaulted a prison guard to boot. Oh, that is the blunder of the week, without a doubt. Tamper alert was showed. That's why you have an ankle monitor. And nobody paid attention. The monitor was disabled, but nobody paid attention. So he got out 4 years early. That's a huge problem. 4 years early. Oh, and I just cringe. You think a pizza guy trying to help his family's 4-year-old daughter, and this is what happens, and you trace it back to somebody not doing their job. And then they issue that apology. Oh, wow. Man. Now corruption cases, by the way, in this country, as Lady Justice, the scales of justice swing back and forth. Corruption cases are being eyed all over the place after these district attorney killings. They happened in Texas, 20 miles outside of Dallas. An assistant DA in January And then the DA and his wife over the weekend. So rare. You hear threats. So rare that those threats are carried out partially because of the fear of what will happen when you get police officers and officers of the court and everybody up in arms over what's going on. They don't want to have that havoc rain on them, the bad guy, in other words. So you put down somebody in the uniform or this district attorney, these district attorneys, and they're coming after you full force, and that's what's happening. The FBI, Homeland Security, anyone and everybody trying to figure out what happened here and how this group got through the net they built, especially around the DA. This might be the big shocker of the week. We had the blunder of the week, but this might be the shocker. A Roman Catholic priest pleaded guilty to what? What do you think I'm going to say? I think I can read your minds, and I know what you think. The next phrase I'm going to say is this coming out of my mouth. Why did he plead guilty? He pled guilty to a federal drug charge. Oh, yeah. The Reverend Kevin Wallen from Waterbury, Connecticut, pleaded guilty to conspiracy to distribute crystal meth. With the plea, he admitted that he received and distributed 1.7 kilograms of the drug. Wow. He was arrested after an investigation that concluded what had happened with wiretaps, confidential sources, and an undercover officer. Wow, wow, wow. Drug paraphernalia, drug packaging materials, all that kind of stuff is what they found. Priest pleading guilty to a meth charge.
You want to get high?
Yeah. I thought I was reading the National Enquirer, like when I was a little girl, and I'd go to the store with my grandmother. He'd stand there, and the magazine would have crazy headlines. I thought it was one of those crazy headlines. Not a crazy headline. Not a crazy headline. Wow, the Catholic Church, once again, with a publicity nightmare on their hands, although they're used to handling those, so they have the people in place, if you know what I mean.
Duh. Winning.
We did some Charlie Sheening and we were fine. Yeah, we're just Sheening our heads off.
Yeah.
I've got a really bad hangover, so if you aren't willing to have a sensible conversation, I'm just going to shut the curtains.
The weather outside is weather.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body? Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from virus, fungus, bacteria, vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with Microplant Powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.